Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Menachos Daf Mem Gimel. In Amud Beis, the Gemara brings the Agadatas to speak about the Milo of the Mitzvah Tzitzis. The Gemara brings one in the middle of the Amud Beis that says Shkula Mitzvah Zu Keneged Kol HaMitzvah Kulam. Tzitzis is equivalent to all other mitzvahs. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Omer Kol HaZoriz BeMitzvah Zu Zoichu Mikal Ben Shechina. Zoriz in the Mitzvah, you come to greet the Shechina. And the Hamshah of the Gemara brings Tanya Meir Oimer. What is Tcheles? Why Davka Tcheles? Because Tcheles is Doim Liyam, similar to the sea. Yam Doim Lirikia, similar to the sky. Virikia Lekisi Hakovit. So to put all these agatas together, the Maharal in Chidushi Agados gives us the key of understanding what is special about Tzitzis. And the Maharal starts already in the agata the Gemara brings. The Gemara speaks about the mitzvahs of Tfilin. Tzitzis and mezuzah, sivvon mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs that we have. So Maral explains that tefillin is on the head, is on the moyach, that's connected to the neshama. Tefillin shiyad is on the hand, it's connected to the leiv. And the mezuzah is in the house, which is connected to the momen. What is tzitzis? Tzitzis is connected to the guf, the body of the hodam. The tzitzis covers the guf, and the tzitzis belongs to the guf. And then the Maral goes on to explain the next piece. That the idea is that a Adam is a goof, is a baal goof. Meaning, he is chomri, he's material, physical. But there is a potential over here to elevate himself to a very higher place. The goof is bekoyach v'lo befoyel. It's potential, but didn't come to fruition. The talis, the tzitzis, comes to demonstrate this point. You have the tzitzis itself, which is on the body, but then you have the strings which are coming out of the beged to come and to symbol the fact that the Adam has more way to go to. And this is the reason, he says, that the tzitzis is the connected kol mitzvahs, because it embodies in it the entire potential of the Adam. The Adam baal guf has where to go and to grow. That's what he explains. That's the reason tzitzis is in Lashon Zechira, to remember the mitzvahs, because it shows where the Adam has the potential. That's why someone who's zoi b'tzitzis is zoiche v'roi shechina. Because in order to become a b'nei shechina, a person has to elevate himself from his limitations to something higher. That's what tzitzis gives him. And he goes on to explain based on that the Gemara in Shabbos that says that someone who's zoi b'tzitzis, so he has 2,800 slaves that are going to mishamish him. So the goyim are the ones that present the guf. They mishamish someone which is more elevated, and that's where it presents someone who's wearing tzitzis. The Maharal in the Siva Avoda Perek Tzvav, he says also shortly here in Chiddush HaGadus, he says that that's the idea of tzitzis, loshen tzitz, loshen meit tzitz min acharokim. Meaning it's loshen of re'iyah. And that's coming to symbolize something that goes out from potential to fruition. Comes out, it becomes niggly. You can see it. It goes out from where it's hidden place to where it's supposed to be. That's what tzitzis represents. Now the Chur of this Maharal, based on this Maharal, is very clear. This idea of the tcheles doime liyam, doime lekia, doime lekisa kovet. Because the whole idea of tzitzis is that a person can elevate himself from his limitations to something much higher and connect to shmei miraimim. He's able to connect to kisa kovet. I'll add to that, that the Ramban in Parsha Shlach explains that tcheles is loshon tachlis. Says the Ramban that tcheles is tachlis hamaris. Because when you're far away, everything looks like tcheles. So that's the goal. That's where we're trying. That's where we're yearning to get to. So my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zitzal used to speak about it a lot, and he said they used to say the following. He used to say that tzitzis has two colors. Has the white, the lovon, and the tcheles. The tcheles is when you look at something which is infinite, the color is blue. That's why the sky is blue, because it's infinite. There's no end to it. So that's what the Ramban mentions. Tachlis amarus, when you're far away. Lavan, on the other hand, as brought down in Sfarim, and based on the scientists tell us, that Lavan is the source of all colors, because when you put all colors together, they turn to be white. So white is the beginning, and Tcheles is the end. The avoid of Tzitzis is to go from white to Tcheles, from beginning to end, from where we're holding right now in this world, up to a higher place. And this is the uniqueness of tzitzis that's able to connect the gufni here to the ruchni. That's the big mile of tzitzis that we see in our sugya. just conclude with Inyan Diyayimo, the Gdusha Slavi in Purim says that it says, Shoshanes Yaakov, Tzolav Sameicho, B'yoyisum Yechat Tcheles Mordechai. So he says, Tcheles, like our Gemara, refers to Kisei HaKovet. What is Tcheles Mordechai? What was unique about Purim is you saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an ace, but you also saw through who he did it, through the tzaddikim, through Mordechai Tzaddik. The ace came through Mordechai. Sometimes the nace is a clear miracle from Hashem. Sometimes the nace, can you see a tzaddik doing something? But here is the combination of both. According to what we're learning, that's the whole inyan of tzitzis. The inyan of tzitzis is to connect this world to a higher place. Is to connect the Mordechai to the tcheles. Tcheles Mordechai, the uniqueness of Purim, is that it brings about the concept of tzitzis. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shur Machshava Shiurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.